is Friday, the last day of November. It's the 30th, Jennifer.
A very successful
good day for you, like Betty White, who's teaming up with the Los Angeles Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals to raise money.
Are they for or against it?
What, for or against the society?
Cruelty to animals.
It's always a good question, isn't it, huh? Yeah, it's preventing cruelty.
Preventing, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she's going to auction herself off to raise money. I'm not sure what that includes. Is that dinner? Is that a date? Is that a night?
Anything
with
you want, perhaps?
What is that? Yeah, you can get that at Alice's Restaurant. Betty White is 90 years old. God love her. That story at DougStephan.com, along with the story of the electrician in Indiana who won $1 million. He was facing foreclosure. That's one of the good things. You look at the numbers. The discussion this week about the Powerball has been pretty ferocious, actually, I think, Jennifer. How much conversation have you heard? Because California, where you are, doesn't have Powerball.
Right.
But certainly, when you look at the jackpot of $587.5 million, that has to attract a lot of attention.
What I think is funny is, you know, I was kind of laid up this week a little bit with the flu, and I do feel a little bit better today, thank you. But yeah, on some of the national talk shows, you know, The View, they were talking about it. But what I thought was funny is catching up on my emails yesterday, what a big deal it was in our radio trade publications.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
I mean, you know, you wouldn't expect to see that in a radio trade, but there it was in every single
discussion.
One of them.
Yeah. Right. All right. So let's see. Let's check the social media. I don't know. I've forgotten whether we put any specific questions or links or whatever on our Facebook page. Let's see if people either on Twitter or Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, with your thoughts. But other than the silly questions that people are always asked, what would you do if you had all of that money? It's nonsense. The place that these tickets were sold in, there's a Trexmart in Dearborn, Michigan. And now everybody's going in there to buy their Powerball tickets because they figure, okay, if there was a winner here.
Strike twice.
Yeah. Which seems kind of silly. In Arizona, Fountain Hills, Arizona, the Four Sons Food Store is where the winning ticket was sold. Neither winner has come forward to claim the prize. And frankly, if you're smart, nobody's going to know that you won the jackpot. And some people they'll somehow mask it. I've seen, I think, stories, and you have too, Jennifer, people who have won over the years, and nobody ever knew it. But the guy who's gotten the most attention is this guy, Larry Chandler, that we were talking about, the story at DougStephan.com, whose home was about to go down the river, and he's an electrician, hasn't been able to get a lot of work. And so that's cool. A lot of people have been talking about that, and that's an appropriate focus, I think, because it appears the guy has his head on straight. He wants to start a college fund for his daughter. He wants to pay off his mother's mortgage in addition to his own. And he wants to take his girlfriend to Red Lobster. What can you do with it better than that?
And you know what? He'll be able to do all of it.
Yes, he will be able to do that as well. So,
maybe go to Red Lobster twice.
Absolutely. Maybe three times. Maybe you ought to buy a Red Lobster. That could work. Speaking of eating, yesterday the President of the United States met with his opponent, Mitt Romney, for a lunch at the White House. According to a statement released after the meal, quote, "The focus of the discussion was on America's leadership in the world and the importance of maintaining that leadership position."
Romney for Secretary of State.
Yes, the two pledged to stay in touch. I'm sure that after Mr. Romney said that Obama bought the election.
I know.
It's pretty much true. Anyway, I don't want to get into that.
You know, it would actually, I think, fare well for President Obama if he did find something for maybe Mitt to do.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Turkey chili was on the menu.
Did turkey chili?
Yeah. Paul Ryan.
Exciting.
Yeah, met with him also yesterday in Washington.
True.
And former President Bush in the hospital in Houston got a bad case of bronchitis. He's 88. Do you realize that? George Bush is 88.
I know. He looks really good, considering all of his health troubles lately.
Yeah, I like him. I've always liked him. 800-510-8255. All right. Before you get too comfortable, I'm about to make you uncomfortable. You may have heard a discussion of this earlier this week. I know I've been on it three or four times in various venues. But as we are here to give you our overview on the news of the day, the things that are important, most of the stuff that you hear here will not be covered elsewhere. And that's why there's value to this program. I hope that's one of the reasons there's value to the program. You've heard about the Senate Judiciary Committee perhaps trying to move forward on a revision. I always love it when they're going to do a revision of a law. This is the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. It was passed after September 11th, and Senator Leahy of Vermont, who is chairman of the committee and the Republican leader on the committee is Chuck Grassley, wanted to move something forward that would change access to your privacy. There were hearings, and Grassley cited several concerns with the bill, not the least of which is that it has been completely changed from what it originally was. This bill, if it passes the way it's written, will give you zero privacy. You will have no privacy, and this is from the government, whether it's police or some federal bureau, the alphabet soup, FBI, CIA, you name it, the USDA, they can get into your email. They don't have to have a warrant. They can monitor everything you say. As a matter of fact, I think we made a point of this yesterday. You could write an interview. You could write an email, Jennifer. I was trying to remember what Rich said. But in essence, it is, went to see the White House today, and it was a gas of an experience. What a bomb. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be captured, and you'd be investigated.
Right.
Because they have their spiders.
They're searching for these words.
They're
right.
Looking for those words. And so it just seems to me that it's another step in our losing what precious few really, really freedom, good, strong freedoms we have left. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Jennifer doesn't have to call that number. She has a microphone.
I do. It's the beauty of having one of these.
Mm.
Gosh. You know.
No, I don't know. Why are you capitulating?
Because,
why are you even hesitating?
Well, because here's the thing. Because it takes your breath away when you realize how many freedoms we've lost.
Yeah. Hello.
Already. At the same time, it's a scary world, and you don't know.
Only scary because we listen to the news media and fill us full of fear.
Yeah, but there's some scary people out there.
Yeah, there are scary people. Does that mean we have to ruin our lives?
How do we catch them? Because the war has changed. I mean, obviously, we are not fighting wars with countries.
One of the reasons, one of the ways we catch them is that we stop sticking our nose in places we have no business being. That's one place. That's one way to start.
This is a tough one. It's a tough one. Because I feel like, well, I totally agree. I don't want people monitoring my emails at all. I don't think anybody does. But this is not a traditional war that we fight anymore. Mm. And so what do we do? How do we catch people? What do we have to do?
We stay away from some of the things that we get ourselves involved in that we have no real business being in. That's one of the
But do you think that's the only thing? I mean, we weren't really involved in anything when they bombed the World Trade Center.
Not that day, but we've been messing around
over
there for decades.
But we've been involved ever since.
No, before that, we were messing around in all kinds of things over there. The CIA was screwing around with country leaders, China. But the United States has been trying for years, and it's been the same with most other countries over the history of the world that had influence and power. They want to spread their influence and power. It's a normal trait, it would seem.
Sure.
But it begin when you look at the French and how they did it. You look at the Dutch and how they did it. You look at the British and how they did it. It led to their downfall.
Mm-hmm.
The British Empire and the French domain of Africa and Asia, the Dutch getting involved often to their dismay earlier on, it has ruined their countries. So is that what we're, in essence, that's basically the prescription we're following here. We got our nose stuck every place, spending gobs of money that we don't have.
It's working. And we've spent all of our money.
What's the result? Iraq is still a mess. Afghanistan is more of a mess than it was when we went in there. We haven't done anything except lose thousands of American lives for squat, plus billions, tens of billions of dollars for nothing. We haven't done anything. We didn't get Osama bin Laden by going over there. We might have had Bush stuck to it instead of going into Iraq doing something that was completely ludicrous. It's just, it is over the top crazy. So, anyway, the Patriot Act. That was when we started going. No, I'm telling you, that's when that
I know.
Started going. That's what started this the spiral.
Okay.
All right.
Take a breath.
Have you given up?
No. Right. Take a breath.
All right. 800-510-8255. It's the Good Day program and our overview of what's going on in the news. Yes, we'll take a deep breath. Now it's 18 past the hour.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
The video of the day today, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, has some amazing optical illusions. You will not believe your eyes. Check out the video of the day, if you will, at DougSteffen.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Police officer has become famous after a picture surfaced of him giving shoes to a homeless man in Times Square. Yeah. Isn't that nice? Good for him. Good for him. Yeah. The police officer said it felt like the right thing to do, and Nicolas Cage said thanks for the shoes.
Lindsay Lohan arrested for assault last night in New York City. I guess she punched another woman in the face, knocked her down at a club at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, this is the closest Lindsay's come to a hit in years, so it's... Anyway, the woman... The woman that Lindsay hit was named Tiffany. Yeah. You know, usually when Lindsay knocks over at Tiffany, she gets a handful of jewelry out of the deal.
All right, so Jay Leno taking a shot at Lindsay Lohan. This was the talk of the day yesterday, and as loath as I am to wrap myself around this, Jennifer says, you got to do it, you got to do it, you got to do it.
You got to do it.
Let's listen to a couple of excerpts from our favorite daytime television programs that yakety-yak about things like this. The ladies on The View, first of all, talking about Lindsay Lohan getting arrested.
At 4 a.m. this morning, Lindsay Lohan was arrested outside of a Manhattan nightclub for allegedly hitting another woman in the face. Now, she's being accused of misdemeanor assault. At 4 in the morning.
Is she on probation?
I don't know.
She is on probation from July of 2011. I'm not sure I have this clear because I don't remember it that well. But do you remember there was some question about whether she shoplifted or was a jewelry and so on? So she is on probation from that. And I'm reading there are other previous offenses, including DUIs and failed drug tests. I have a very soft spot for Lindsay, as you know. I'm sure she was very depressed with the reviews and maybe even the ratings of her Liz and Dick, which was, what, just last week, what wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Guys?
Okay.
So
that's why she wanted our brain and everybody.
But she's sitting around, exactly. But it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
The woman must have said something. They bumped into each other, and Lindsay supposedly said, give me my space. Then she allegedly got back up, punched Mitchell in the face. Mitchell's husband called the police. Good heavens, where does it end with this girl?
She's nothing from
you
her
should have done an interview with me.
At this point, though, her mugshots are like time progression, right? Like, so she's got to, at some point, like, I don't know, she's got to get her. They are. I mean, it's like you see those installations, like, for the next years. I just feel, I also sort of have a soft spot for her because I feel that, I feel bad for her, but at some point, this wouldn't happen if it were 2 p.m. in a library. Like, so at some point, someone either needs to stop letting her put herself in that bar or she needs to stop walking into bars.
She's out of, there's something really mentally and emotionally wrong.
Hey, but her mom said that our family bond grows during tough times, so they must be a really bonded family.
Yeah. All right, so now we'll go over to Wendy Williams, who had the following take on the Lindsay Lohan situation.
You know what, Lindsay? I don't feel sorry for you anymore. I feel like you're 25 years old and you know what you're doing. And while I did hear on our Fox 5 News in New York that there was no alcohol involved, my question then is, then what's so fun about being out until 4 o'clock in the morning? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you out until 4 in the morning at the club if you're not partying? Unless it was only alcohol that wasn't involved. Okay. And here's another thing. Apparently the setup was the VIP. So Lindsay's sitting there and this girl is sitting, you know, right next to her. And Lindsay at one point says, give me some space. And I don't know whether the girl nudged over a little bit closer to Lindsay or what. All I know is that Lindsay hooked off, boom. Hit her in the face, according to what reports are saying. And so now all this trouble has happened. Lindsay, you know what? This girl baited you. In my opinion. In my opinion, you were baited and you fell for it, dummy. You fell for it.
The fight was over a boy. Apparently, I'm looking at the story. Tiffany Eve Mitchell of West Palm Beach was the other woman involved in this. Pretty important stuff, huh? Mm-hmm. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Ever since airlines started charging extra for checked bags, it's become increasingly expensive to travel with your ski or snowboard equipment. But here are some ways around it. Southwest is one of the few airlines that doesn't charge for the first and second checked bag. It also doesn't charge a fee for ski equipment that's properly packaged. So a good tip is to put your skis, boots, jacket, and pants into a ski bag and then check a separate small suitcase with the rest of your clothes. Now to make life easier, do what I do. Ship your gear ahead of time with FedEx or UPS. Or use a dedicated sports equipment shipping company like Luggage Forward or Luggage Club, which costs a bit more, but it's door-to-door for skis or golf clubs. And in these tough economic times, resorts are happy to throw in freebies, especially during some of the slower periods. Recently, even big-name resorts such as Vail, Beaver Creek, and Breckenridge offered free ski rental packages. So don't be afraid to call up a human being and actually ask for it. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cashback program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cashback everywhere you shop online through December. Only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cashback? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cashback everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cashback on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. Yeah, we install AutoCraft batteries for you. Not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Fast, free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We are your friends, F-R-I-E-N-D-S. I learned how to spell that in the fourth grade, Jennifer. Friend is a friend till the end, and you are my friend, because till the end of time, I will hold you near and dear to me, and I hope that a lot of people who are listening to this program will feel the same way. What did you say? Somebody was trying to hustle me yesterday?
Huh? Someone was trying to hustle you.
You told me somebody on Facebook was trying to... was that you or was that Richie? Somebody said something to me yesterday about there being a somebody who is very interested in connecting with me.
Ooh.
You're a Nigerian banker friend?
Yeah, the Nigerian banker.
I thought that was you who said this.
You always have admirers on Facebook. Are you kidding me? You're a favorite with the ladies and some of the gentlemen.
Oh, really? That's very nice.
Some farm animals, too. They like you.
Very nice. Facebook updates. Our social media trending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget the Smart Mom Tip of the Day contest with things that are very probably second nature to you, the things that you do in your life. Think about what you do to make your life better and see if you can pass that tip along and help others by going to facebook.com/Good Day Show or at the Good Day Show on Twitter. And give us a, you'll go there and you'll see the examples of some of these tips. Throw in a sentence or two on what you do, and you could be eligible for two prizes. One of them is a Visa gift card you can use for your own purposes, and another is $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams and lotions and gels that we'll give away, actually, probably today or Monday, once a week we do that with the winners. So help yourself to, again, and there are a lot of conversations going on Facebook and on Twitter that are kind of fun. Question, speaking of things that are fun, the poll today at DougStephan.com and over the weekend, do you have your Christmas tree yet? No! Are you going to get one? No! No, that's not the question, but...
It's sad. Yeah. Okay, can I tell you my sad confession?
Sad, yes.
I put up my Christmas tree on Saturday. I put it up, it's lit, but then Sunday I came down with the flu and it is undecorated and it's just sitting there.
Ah.
It's still undecorated.
Make sure you put that lemon water in it so that it won't...
Well, I have a fake. I absolutely love a real tree, but I like to put it up early, and if I do, I mean, in California especially, you can't keep a tree for a month and expect it to last.
my daughter, I bought a fake tree 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last year we ever had a tree in this place. I've not had a Christmas tree.
The fake trees, and people will attest, if you need help, and I actually will volunteer because this is my holiday charitable donation this year.
Uh-huh.
If you need help finding a really good fake tree, I will be your helper. Just
really?
Email me, let me know, because my fake tree, I'm going to stand it up to anybody's. I think it's one of the best fake trees out there.
Jennifer at DougStefan.com,
yeah.
And Doug at DougStefan.com. So anyway, the options for the poll question.
Oh, back to the poll. I got distracted. Something
okay.
Shiny.
A, yes, it's already decorated as well. That's Jennifer. B, yes, it's not decorated, though. That's some of you. C, not yet. Maybe this weekend I'll get it. This is the busiest weekend for Christmas tree purchase. You know that, right? First weekend.
I did not.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling, you know, there are not a lot of lights up in my neighborhood yet. I have a feeling they'll pop up this weekend.
Let's see. Another option here. No, not yet. Maybe in another week. E, no, I don't know when I'll get a Christmas tree. And F, I'm not planning on getting a Christmas tree. That would be me. All right. So what do you, by the way, the Powerball yesterday, we asked on the poll how much you spent on tickets. Let's see here. 27% of you said $10 or less. 21% said a couple of bucks. 19% said didn't buy any Powerball tickets. 13% said $10 to $20. 8% of you said $20 to $50. 7% of you said $50 to $100. And 6% of you said more than $100. That's pretty interesting how many people spent $10. But a large portion, like 4/5 of the audience in one way or another, bought tickets to the lottery. Wow. That's pretty special. All right, so check all that information out at DougStefan.com. The news of the day from our perspective, Jennifer Horn, Doug Stefan on Good Day with a story of time running out. Maybe that's a way of looking at a published peer-reviewed study of what's going on with the Antarctic and Greenland, the ice. We see a lot of pictures, these, what do they call them, slow motion, not slow motion, but time-lapse photography,
mm-hmm.
Satellite data as well.
Showing you how it's going away,
right.
Sure.
Showing the ice sheets have gone down by 0.4 inches since 1992. And I say, oh, that isn't me. What's the big deal? Do you know how much water that is when you look at the ice? You can look at the polar ice cap, and that's what I'm looking at right now, a picture from a satellite of the polar ice cap, and time elapsed over the last 14 years. And what a difference.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening from thermal expansion of the water, warming temperatures. Now, again, the discussion of whether it's global warming, it is global warming. Is it caused by mankind, or is it just what goes on the planet? And I maintain it's a little of both. The nutcakes on both sides say, oh, the sky is falling. And other people say, no, there's nothing going on. Well, both of those positions hold little or no water, if you'll pardon the pun. To wit, the island of Kiribati. You know what that is?
No.
It's Kiribati. It's a low-lying Pacific nation. The president said this week it's running out of time. The seas are rising, and it is drafting plans to relocate everybody because there are about 30 of those little atolls, you know, little islands. That's really what the president, I'm sorry, that's what the country's all about. The president, Mr. Tong, says that every year more of these small little islands, the coral atolls, are swamped by the rising ocean. Communities that have had to relocate already, and now it looks like with the high tides getting heavier, we're going to have to, in the next year, get everybody off of this island and move them somewhere else. Who knows where they're going to go? But the this is, an outgrowth of what we were just talking about. And the 16-nation Pacific Islands Forum trying to deal with problems like this, because the sea is rising, and a lot of these little islands. I wonder what's going on Guam. I was thinking about that.
Oh,
myself.
Yeah. Huh.
Because that's a low-lying area for sure. And with the melting of the ice cap, the water in the ocean is going up. That's not something you can say, now, that's not happening. Yes, it is happening. Why it's happening isn't important, but in this circumstance, especially the people who live in these areas, it's pretty important to look outside every day and see the water coming closer and closer and closer to your house.
Mm-hmm.
So what's my point in talking about this? I think the point is that it is a point of view neither side is taking.
Couldn't we
really
get in a gigantic ice maker?
There
I mean,
you go.
We have so much technology. Can't we make a gigantic ice maker for the ocean to cool things off?
Yeah, it'd probably be good.
Suck in the water, freeze it, send it back out. Come on, that would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm with you, Jennifer.
I just
Anything
solved the
work.
World's problem.
It's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. Jennifer is going to spend some time talking about Kim Kardashian's Middle East trip. You remember?
Oh, she's solving world problems.
Week.
Forget about me.
She said
yeah.
she was going on a fact-finding trip.
That's right.
She went over to open up the
her milkshake shop.
Milkshake, the minions of milkshake shops. She's going
her
on a tour.
Brings all the boys to the yard
to find out what's going on. So we'll get an update on that from yeah. Jennifer. If you're dreaming of losing weight, never mind what
Don't
Jennifer...
Don't go to the milkshake shop.
No, not do that. But Jessica yeah. Simpson may not be the right model. She's lost a lot of weight, and there are all kinds of things floating around suggesting that she didn't lose it just on Weight Watchers. I would like you to consider something that's very practical, and it works. Isn't it wonderful to have something that's practical and works? Axia 30. This is not from the Ebonics school of Weight Watchers. Let me Axia. Sorry, I couldn't finish that. Okay, come on. You encouraged me with that evil laugh of yours.
Well, that was funny.
Axia 30. Am I going to be able
Don't
to do
ask
this?
Me how I did it.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make this work or not. Let me try. Axia 30. Sorry, I did it without chuckling and said it. Okay. Different way of losing weight. Seriously. Losing 30 pounds a priority for you over the next 12 weeks? You don't want to gain weight during the holidays. You want to lose weight, or at least, sort of keep yourself where you are. But you can, over the next 3 months, lose 30 pounds. It's guaranteed you get your money back. Axia 30. A 3-month money-back guarantee when you dial 800. I can't see the number because I have tears in my eyes. 800-525-8345. I should remember it and actually commit it to memory because it's a good number to remember. Losing 30 pounds in 12. I even have a little. Well, it's, my belly is sort of. I was laughing harder than it seemed.
What happened to your belly?
I'm feeling my belly pull in. I've been doing a lot more sit ups lately and I
good.
Feel it.
Don't
anyway,
ask me.
800-525-8345. Seriously. You want to work? This works for both men and women. You want something that works for you? Lose the weight, guaranteed. Call now. You get a month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. You'll pay for 3 months. It's guaranteed to work in 3 months. You want to stay on and maintain your weight, then you get a free fourth month. 800-525-8345. What a remarkable idea. So this is the time of year to really be concentrating on your weight. Be considerate of yourself and your longevity, and make some sense with this purchase. Axia 30, lose the weight in 3 months, guaranteed. 800-525-8345.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. All right, so for those of you who are interested in a little people news, remember the former chief of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who was charged with sexually assaulting this woman in a hotel? She was a maid. They settled out of court yesterday. She's going to get $6 million. How do you like that?
Not he wasn't bad. That's not a bad
thing. He said he didn't do anything. So I guess the obvious question is, if he had done something, can you imagine what it would have cost?
What the cost, yeah, exactly.
Good God. Mm. All right. So Kim Kardashian is in an open book, and she wants to tell everybody what she's learned on her fact-finding mission to the Middle East to find out what's really going on over there. So you want to update us on that story, Jennifer?
She's been tweeting away that she's very excited to visit Kuwait. And
do you know how to spell it?
Let's see. Yeah, and where else is she going? She's going to Kuwait and...
Bahrain,
that's right.
Yeah, another important place.
Very important. Hey,
millions of milkshake shop to open up.
Not going to lie, if you ask me to put Bahrain on the map, I might not be able to do it. Okay.
Close to Kuwait.
I'm sure somewhere in the middle,
it's
right?
In the Middle East.
Yeah. Right. So she's been tweeting away. She's excited. It's her first visit to the countries, and she's launching this franchise, Millions of Milkshakes, which I think it's amusing that in the middle of Kuwait you might need a milkshake. Hey, it gets hot. But the people there are not very excited to have her. Some of the conservative and religious groups say that her values clash with the traditions of the country because they are religiously committed people, and that her visit could help spread vice among their youth.
But looking at
their youth. I'm thinking, you know, some of those young Kuwaiti boys check a look on her rear view, maybe. But one of her big, let's see, Muhammad Al-Tabadi. Tabai. He's really upset with her. He doesn't want her to come. Bad, bad Kim Kardashian.
All right. No.
He called her an actress with an extremely bad reputation, which is where he's wrong, because clearly she's not an actress. Sir. So you must have the wrong person.
Brad Pitt said this week he will marry Angelina soon. There's a new film
Poor
he's
guy.
Out
with. Can you imagine having to marry that?
He hinted the wedding might be in the near future. I'm getting more pressure from my children. That's something I want to do in their lifetime. Huh? Whose lifetime? The children are younger
the
than you are.
Lifetime. But I'm Brad Pitt. I expand all generations.
Yeah. She's 37 and he's 48.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, good for him. Yeah. Leanne Rimes and her husband, Eddie Cibrian. You're always following this sort of thing. Apparently, they're not in the happy place.
Yeah, I've heard a few rumors that he's just through with her antics. You know, she was recently hospitalized.
She's hospitalized
for exhaustion, and she was in rehab for that. And which, who goes to rehab for exhaustion? I mean, really?
Do any real
people go to rehab for exhaustion?
I think she's a drama queen.
Celebrity.
She stole him from his first wife, right? Isn't that the story? Don't I remember that?
Yeah, they both actually were in marriages when they met.
Really?
Plus, you know, people that eat sandwiches are just happier. So, Eddie, let her eat a sandwich. She'll be okay.
Maybe two sandwiches.
You can maybe two.
Each side. 51 passed on Good Day.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. With technology now in our focus, this is Jennifer's hour, and along with me, to focus on the important news of the day from our perspective, and it certainly always includes technology. How may we help to make you understand better what some of the things, the opportunities, and the tools are that are around? For example, Shelley Palmer, who's usually the focal point of the discussion here, has a little information on Microsoft's more powerful tablet, the Surface, and how it fits with Windows Pro. So let's get that going in just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a month after releasing its Surface tablet with Windows RT, Microsoft has unveiled the pricing and specs for its more powerful tablet, the Surface with Windows Pro. Available in January, Microsoft's higher-end tablet will feature Intel's Core i5 processor, 4 gigabytes of RAM, a full 1080p 10.6-inch screen, a full-size USB 3.0 port, a pen input with Palm Block technology, and a mini display port for external displays. The most important difference between the existing Surface and this version is the ability to run existing Windows 7 desktop applications in addition to the apps in the Microsoft Store. The new Surface is pricey, though, with the 64GB model being listed at $899 and the 128GB model at $999. This tablet sounds awesome, but it's the same price as a MacBook Air and some Ultrabooks. Will consumers want this version more than the currently flopping Surface with Windows RT? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
University of Phoenix is proud to present the Wounded Warrior Experience, the opening event of the American Veterans Center 15th Annual Conference. The Wounded Warrior Experience is a special tribute to injured service members around the world. University of Phoenix would like to thank all service members and veterans for defending our nation's freedom so honorably. It's why we're dedicated to making a difference in the future of our military's veteran community and supporting them with the tools and resources they need to succeed.
42, 43, $2.43.
My girls are trying to break into the lemonade biz. It's rough out there. I told them to use email marketing from Constant Contact. It was a right choice for growing my small business, GoTime Fitness. Email really works because you know people are checking their inbox every day. Here comes the competition.
With email marketing from Constant Contact, you'll have the tools to easily create custom emails that will work for your business. Plans start as low as $15 per month at ConstantContact.com.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, one of the things on, I guess, using technology is part of our focus here, Jennifer. And what I thought was I thought this was quite wonderful, actually. The viral story of the New York City police officer who has become an internet sensation this week. The photo of him helping a homeless man. Did you see this picture?
I didn't.
Snapped by a tourist. I think it was last week. Posted on Facebook. The officer's name is Larry DiPrimo, and he's shown giving a barefoot homeless man a pair of winter boots and socks. Jennifer Foster is the person who took the picture. She talked to the officer, said that he went up to the man and he said, I got these two size 12 boots. They're all weather. Let's put them on and take care of you. She says that he then helped put the socks and boots onto the homeless man's feet. Ms. Foster said the officer didn't know that she was there, didn't know she was watching the exchange, didn't know that it was being photographed, but it has racked up 300,000 likes, was posted on the New York Police Department, NYPD Facebook page. Mr. DiPrimo, or Officer DiPrimo, said to the New York Times when he saw the man barefoot on a cold night, he found that this guy had the same shoe size. It was that prompted him to go home and get some boots that he had, and socks, and bring them up and put them on this guy.
It's a good story.
I thought it was a good story.
Mm-hmm.
The man smiled ear to ear, said it was like you gave him $1 million. Those are the good stories. And I think there's a lot of that. People don't look for that sort of thing. When you're looking around, there's so much YouTube. My God.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.